Good morning and goodbye to Azim Premji, India's second richest man and well-known philanthropist. He will retire as executive chairman and managing director of Wipro after leading its evolution from a vegetable oil company founded in 1946 into a global IT firm. But the one who I really want to wish goodbye is to Tathagat Roy. That this rabid hate monger is a governor of a state in India is the shame that India lives in today. This time he has attacked Bengalis and its collapsing greatness. To quote him, who will explain to them that the era of these stalwarts is long gone and the greatness of Bengal is gone too? Now from Haryana to Kerala, Bengali boys are sweeping floors and Bengali girls are barn dancers in Mumbai. That the Indian educated youth has to sweep floors and dance in bars, well, nothing wrong with doing that though, is a matter that will not be addressed. Because as you know, making pakoras is the other choice. But then, for some like Tathagat, bigotry like pakoras comes in all shapes and sizes. It is 7 June 2019 and finally Friday is here, and since we are on Mamata Banerjee, Prashant Kishore, the campaign strategist, has finally found a new client. Well, after losing ground to the BJP in last month's national election, West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee met with poll whiz Prashant Kishore, whose latest success is Project Jagan Mohan Reddy in Andhra Pradesh. Well, if this is true, then this will be the first time that Prashant Kishore will go head-to-head against BJP machinery. Up until now, Prashant Kishore has only succeeded with parties and candidates who are not being opposed by BJP. So it remains to be seen whether, like all magic, PK magic is just an illusion or not. While we are talking about illusions and disappearances, Congress was crying foul this time in Telangana. In a big jolt to the Congress in Telangana, 12 of its 18 MLAs broke away from the party to join Chief Minister K. Chandrasekhar Rao's party, the TRS. Assembly Speaker Pocharam Srinivas Reddy later approved their request, boosting the strength of the defectors to two-thirds of that of the Congress Legislature Party in the southern state. Now, two-thirds of the MLAs of a party can form a separate bloc, and the anti-defection law does not apply to them according to the Representation of the People Act. And now, this makes AIMIM the principal opposition in Telangana. As for Congress, they're calling it daylight murder of democracy and still not looking to find ways out of the two things, lack of vision and infighting. Meanwhile, BJP parliamentarian and Malegaon bomb attack terror accused Pragya Singh Thakur has failed to appear before a court in Mumbai for the second time this week in connection with the 2008 Malegaon blast case. Her lawyer told the court on Thursday that she was suffering from high blood pressure and unable to travel from Bhopal to Mumbai. However, the miracle drink that has cured her even of cancer made sure she could attend an event in Bhopal to mark the birth anniversary of Maharana Pratap, where she actually spoke and attacked the Congress and praised the valor of Maharana Pratap. And with that, let's head to international news and on to London, where scores of firefighters rushed to tackle a massive blaze at a posh Indian restaurant in the heart of London yesterday evening and declared it had been brought under control a few hours later. The London Fire Brigade said that there are no reports of injuries as 8 fire engines and around 60 firefighters tackled the blaze at Gymkhana, a Michelin star restaurant in Mayfair in London. Meanwhile, the African Union yesterday suspended Sudan until the establishment of civilian rule, intensifying global pressure on its new military leaders to stand down after the worst violence since Omar al-Bashir's fall in April. Now, both sides, the ruling Transitional Council of the TMC and the opposition, had been in talks over a civilian-led transition to democracy, but their already faltering negotiations collapsed when security forces stormed a sit-in protest camp on Monday, killing dozens of people. And in other news, Uber yesterday said it is readying its first helicopter ride, which will carry passengers from between New York's JFK Airport and Lower Manhattan. The flights, which last about 8 minutes, would begin from 9th of July, with dynamic pricing expected to be around $200 to $225, with ground transportation included in the city and airport, according to Uber. And while we are on public transport, that will thankfully and hopefully not rely on bridges, because bridges can be stolen. In case you haven't heard, the disappearance of a 56-ton bridge in Russia's Arctic region has sparked a criminal investigation into the incident. In May, reports of the bridge's mysterious disappearance began to circulate on VK, a Russian social media platform. And now local residents speculate that the bridge was brought down and then stolen by thieves. Its disappearance has been reported to Kiros police. And before we head out and leave you to enjoy a week ahead, if you are aware of the Christian Lord's Prayer, memorized by Christian children all over the world and repeated at almost every act of Christian worship, which goes like, Our Father who art in heaven, well, that has undergone change. Now, Pope Francis has risked the wrath of traditionalists by approving a change to the wording of the Lord's Prayer. Instead of saying, Lead us not into temptation, it will say, Do not let us fall into temptation. The Pope in 2017 said, and he believed the wording should be altered, and when he said, It is not a good translation because it speaks of a God who induces temptation. He told Italian TV, I am the one who falls. It's not him pushing me into temptation to then see how I have fallen. Well, according to the Bible, Jesus taught the words to his disciples when they asked him how they should pray. Now, some have expressed concern about changes to the wording, like Meredith Warren, a lecturer in biblical and religious studies at Sheffield University, who said this new version of the Lord's Prayer tries to avoid implying that God has some hand in evil. But in doing so, the Pope not only overlooks the many biblical examples where God works with the devil to tempt his followers and even his own son. The Catholic Church in England and Wales said it had no immediate plans to change the wording. The Lord's Prayer has been changed in the Italian language. There are no plans at present for it to change in English. And with that, we lead you not into the temptation, but the weekend, which shall have many temptations. But until Monday, do take care, stay hydrated, give water to the thirsty and food to the hungry. Rest up, for next week is another ride. Until Monday, goodbye from takeapart.in.